3 weeks and a day after a sniper began terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area, police now have two men in custody. They're believed to be associated with a shooting spree that's left 10 people dead and 3 wounded. The two were arrested in a quiet rest stop in Interstate 70 near Frederick, Maryland, about 50 miles northwest of the Capitol. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now with the latest. Brian, I suppose we should start, in case anyone hasn't parsed it out by now, with a fuller description of who these two men are.
Jackie, law enforcement officials haven't said formally yet, but they're believed to be John Allen Muhammad, a 41-year-old Army veteran who in recent years converted to Islam, and 17-year-old John Lee Malvo, who may or may not be related to Muhammad. That's not yet clear.
And how did police happen to arrest them? They were acting on a tip?
Yes. Just before midnight last night, Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose, who has been the public face of this investigation, held a briefing in which he said Muhammad was wanted in connection with the sniper investigations. Moose called him armed and dangerous and gave out a description of a car, a Chevy Caprice with New Jersey license plates he was believed to be driving. A few hours later, a motorist traveling on I-70 called 911 saying that he had seen a car matching that description. Police told the motorist to stay put. Maryland state troopers arrived. They set up a perimeter, and then the multi-agency task force that's been investigating these shootings got there. Muhammad and Malvo were apparently sleeping at the time. They were rousted from the car and taken into custody a little after 3 this morning.
Now, this has been a day of trying to concretize fact as the day goes along. Has it been discovered exactly what police found in that car?
We know a few things. Sources have told NPR that a gun was found and that ballistics experts from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are now checking to see if it's consistent with the one used in the sniper attacks. There are reports the gun was a Bushmaster brand 223 caliber semi-automatic rifle. The car, we know, was put inside a trailer, and we watched as it was towed to a location in Montgomery County. And there are reports that the car had been modified somehow to allow a gun to be fired from within it.
There are strings or links or dots, if you want to try to connect them, stretching in this case from Alabama to Washington State, as we mentioned. What can you tell us about the connections?
Well, there was a call placed to the tip line established in the shootings. The caller reportedly said investigators should check with the people in Montgomery. The investigators made a link then with Montgomery, Alabama. And in September, 2 women were shot in an armed robbery at a liquor store there. One of the women died. Police in Montgomery, Alabama today said a composite drawing of one of the suspects in that shooting had very good similarities to one of the men arrested in Maryland. And last night, if anyone was watching TV, there was this bizarre scene that played out in the backyard of a house in Tacoma, Washington. You had federal investigators sawing a tree stump. It's now believed that Mr. Muhammad lived at that house for a time. He might have used the stump for target practice. And so investigators are apparently interested in seeing if there's bullets or other forensic evidence they can pull from the wood.
They've been looking for clues on the other side of the country, but there is, of course, a lot of concentration in this area. Did these two men live in Washington, D.C.? Has that been established?
Not yet. It's still unclear. There are reports they slept in homeless shelters, cheap motels. The Baltimore Sun has an interesting story that police there might have had a run-in with Muhammad early in October during the shooting spree when they answered a complaint about a man sleeping in a car in Baltimore.
What happens now to these two men?
The next step is a court appearance, and that'll take place in federal court in Baltimore. The Montgomery County State's Attorney Douglas Gansler said that state and federal prosecutors will be meeting tomorrow morning to figure out exactly what to charge these two with.
Well, thanks very much for following this for us, Brian.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Brian Naylor.